So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Wrestling Weekly. I'm Doc Young, and God, I sound funny tonight, but yeah, it's our very special one-hour Frost and Flu edition.
Special?
Of Wrestling Weekly.
You don't even want to know what's going on in Cincinnati. It's iced up. My Time Warner can kiss my rear end. I can't tape my shows. I can't watch anything. My cable box is reverted back to, it is now 12:56. I'm not sure if that's AM or PM. January the 1st, Monday, January the 1st.
What year?
Doesn't say on the box. I'm assuming it's still 2007. I don't know. It's been this way for almost an hour.
Apparently not in Time Warner land. Have you tried calling them at least?
Well, my wife's doing that on the cell phone.
Okay.
I couldn't. I had to wait for you. I couldn't. She says, mentioned it, and I said, I can't do that. God's about to call me, and I can't possibly do that.
It's not a good thing. Well, actually, it's a good thing for them that you didn't have to call right now.
Well, it may be a worse thing that she is going to call. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm in no mood to haggle over anything stupid about the wrestling business, which is mostly stupid. But anyway, I want to start this off with I lost a very dear friend over the weekend, and a wrestling lost a class gentleman who was probably the major historian. Jim Melby, James C. Melby. I've known Jim. He joined my fan club back in the early 60s when we first met. We were friends for over 40 years. Jim has written for every major wrestling publication, Wrestling News, Wrestling Review, Wrestling Monthly. Has put out several historic pieces, books, publications. Had an extensive library on black and white stuff, film and tapes. Jim has worked, did publicity for AWA, for Vern Gagne's group. He was a member of the board of directors, Cauliflower Alley. 57 years old, diabetic, and passed away. His daughter found him by his bed. I guess he was preparing for bed, and I guess the sugar thing got to him, and he went into a coma and passed away. I just seen him last year. Just a super guy. In fact, Wrestling Institute and Museum, International Wrestling Institute Museum in Iowa, presents now currently a James C. Melby Award to wrestling historians and writers. Jim was the first recipient a couple years ago, and they named the award after him. But, I mean, he promoted the business no matter what kind of stupid fads were going on, and God, we wouldn't get into that.
Kind of like us right now.
No, I don't even want to get into the stupid fads in the business, Cartoon Alley. Anyway, Jim was a hell of a guy, and he'll be, the industry will miss him. He always promoted the business in a positive manner, always spoke high. I don't know that he ever spoke ill of anyone, ever, you know, and he was just a super guy. I was actually looking forward to seeing him at Mobile. We go down there the first weekend in March for the Gulf Coast reunion. But anyway, Jim left us over the weekend, and he certainly will be missed by the industry and by all of us who were lucky enough to be acquainted with him.
Absolutely. And another passing this week, too.
Bob Luce. Sure, a promoter in Chicago. I don't know Bob. I met Bob long ago, back in the 60s, briefly. But yeah, well, he did a magazine. I'm trying to think. It was a Reader's Digest size publication. God, for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, I'm sure Jim probably wrote for that too. But yeah, Luce promoted Chicago for a long time, And yeah, he was just was the Eva's 79th birthday.
Was he an AWA affiliated promoter?
I think just promoted. Well, before AWA, well, I shouldn't say before AWA, before they were a stronghold in Chicago. They were NWA for a long time in Chicago with Fred Kohler. Was a strong promotion, and then Loose Bob started promoting, I guess. Well, Kohler promoted into the 60s. Loose was part of that operation, I think. And then Johnny Case, Billy Gels, Moose Cholak were some of the guys, Jack Allen, some of the guys that Loose promoted on his roster when he took over, basically. But so he was involved in Chicago wrestling, I guess, 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. Like I say, and he had a magazine there for a number of years. God, I wish I could give you the name of it, Wrestling Life or something like that. But anyway, yeah, he was a big factor in the Chi-Town wrestling scene for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah. So
not a lot of big news happened this week. Of course, Test has been suspended.
Who?
Test.
Yeah. Well,
he's
lucky.
Small case of wellness.
He doesn't have. He's better off. And, of course, Psychopathic Records and the Juggalo Champion, and yes, I would say that's a correct pronunciation, S-H-I-T, Wrestling, it's Slice and Dice, and they're going, and we talk about Class Gentlemen, and then they're going on tour, 22 cities, they'll actually be here February the 25th.
And I heard that they offered you front row seats.
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, you know, I know there is a, you know, I know there's a market for the slice and dice. I am not a fan of that.
And there's definitely.
And I won't even get into that. But no.
There's definitely a market for ICP.
And, well, awesome. Yeah, I understand if you like to have Faygo sprayed on you and get doused, and I guess there's something sensual about that. I'm not sure. Or freaky. I'm not sure if it's like S&M.
I have no idea. But do you remember when we interviewed Terry Funk last year?
Yeah.
And he talked about meeting the Insane Clown Posse. He said they were very smart businessmen.
Well, you know what? Now they introduced themselves to me at the Legends Mid-Atlantic Legends reunion, the first one a couple of years ago in Charlotte. We talked like 2 minutes, and then they were respectful and everything, and then then they. You know, push Cornette's buttons during the Q&A that evening, which they knew they were going to do. Which mm-hmm. they instigated that.
Mm-hmm.
They're
on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like I said a few years ago. They got into a hassle over in your state at a Waffle House in the middle of the night or something, but. They got in there with a bunch of, I guess, truck drivers and farmers, and one of them had his face paint on and wondered why the truck drivers and farmers might have made fun of him.
Right.
And I thought, well, I don't know. Since it's not Times Square in New York, I would assume that probably they're not accustomed to that, you know.
Right.
Or the loony bin. And
even if they were at home walking down 8 Mile Road in Detroit, they'd probably still get some funny looks.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, this is, you know, it's... you know, it's the you know, again, I'm sure there's a my whole problem with slice and dice is it covers up a lot of flaws in the fact that it isn't wrestling. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a different genre.
Although I guess they're going to have okay, call it what you like. Okay,
yeah.
I can't use the words I like, but you know, they're going to have Muda, who, you know, I have Tracy Smothers is on the tour, Vampiro. Both guys, you know, but then, I mean, it's, you know, Pondo, Madman Pondo, who's an extremely nice guy. He really is. I like Pondo. But the next time he wrestles will be the first time.
Right.
I mean, it's strictly, you know, punch, kick, slice, and dice, mm-hmm. and I'm just not into that. Anyway, let's move past that. Okay, but they have a 22-state tour, or 22-city tour, and they're going to be showing all this on their website, and...
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
I got to tell everybody tonight why we are on the air for only an hour. It's because basically I'm sick as a dog.
Okay.
I also have not been keeping up too well with what's been going on over the week. A lot of the listeners right now probably know more today of what's going on. I've been out of bed maybe 3 times in the last week.
for a little bit at a time. I did catch some wrestling on TV this week, though. One of them was SmackDown.
Okay. SmackDown pulled a good rating of 3-something.
The main event was pretty good, in my opinion. It was pretty decent.
SmackDown, well, you know, WWE as a whole, well, maybe with the exception of ECW, but Raw and SmackDown, well, SmackDown has been, I think, solid for quite some time now, but Raw, whether that's, you know, some people speculate that that's due to the fact that Hunter is down, that they've gone back to Plan B, which is actually storylines that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not implying that Hunter can't work a storyline that makes sense. He can, but I mean, you know, but I mean, the things are, well, you know, they've taken the ladder match four-way out of this next pay-per-view, and of course that's some exhibitionist or extremist are unhappy with that, but what they are doing makes sense. You know, Deuce and Domino have defeated Kendrick and London,
mm-hmm.
Two non-title matches, so they're going to give them a title match, which, believe it or not, whether you like it or not, makes sense.
Right.
And it's logical. And, you know, logic is a word that I use a lot, and or actually haven't used a lot in the last year or so.
Are you getting a kick out of this Deuce and Domino gimmick?
No.
No?
Well, it's all right. You know, somebody asked me why, and I said, well, I guess maybe because Grease, they're doing that reality show on network for Grease on Sunday nights. This would be a good time to bring them up. But I think the problem with something like those gimmicks don't have long shelf lives.
Right.
You know? And again, Jimmy Snuka's son is Deuce.
Right.
Who is a decent worker, I think. The other guy, come see, come saw. But then again, I'm not even going to get into that most of the rosters are weaker with less talented people. Or I shouldn't say less talented. It's not necessarily they don't have talent. It's just the talent hasn't been exploited or brought out of them.
Right.
And they haven't given them a chance to develop that talent. That's more the point. It's like, you know, they're bringing Class A baseball players up to the majors before they go through Double A and Triple A.
Mm-hmm.
In many, I guess that's a good example. But, yeah, the gimmicks are, I mean, when I say it's, you know, I don't lie, it's, that's the era in which I grew up, and I can identify with that. But, I mean, it's, like I say, it's kind of like the hard throw, you know, or the dicks or anything else.
Right.
It's not a long shelf life, I don't think.
No, but it makes for great action figures, I guess.
I guess. Well, you know, hey, and that's what this is all about, right, is merchandise.
That's
if a big
part of it.
If I eat worms and they can sell dolls, then, hell, it's all, don't start me, please, Doc. This is not the night for that, okay? Believe me, it's not.
Tonight, guys, we've got...
I'm sure some 18-year-old calling and try to straighten me out and tell me, you know, that I try to educate me about the wrestling business. And I'll tell you what I did to his mother. But anyway, we can move on past that. Go ahead.
Tonight we've got Wrestling Society X's Josh Jug Raymond is going to be
Josh Abercrombie.
Also known
as a wrestler.
Yes.
Now, what he's going to be tonight, I'm not sure.
Yes, also known as Josh Abercrombie on the Indies. Good worker. I've been looking forward to having him on the show for quite a while.
And I'm going
to
tell him when he gets on that the one bright spot in your show that I drove all those miles with Rosie for. Well, he was one of the bright spots on the show, quite frankly. I mean, along with Rosie and Romeo and
yes, mullet and 70s mustache notwithstanding, he did a very good match.
Well,
on the show.
Well, his stuff was crisp, and he wrestled. He actually used, I saw him use holes, and I was excited about that because there were several guys on your show who didn't know any. And it wasn't the reason they didn't use them, that they just didn't know them. They didn't actually know there were supposed to be any. But anyway, yeah. I like Josh's work, or, you know, what I've seen of it, and I'm glad he's got a shot with the Wrestling Society X.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going to talk to him a little bit later. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to play the pay-per-view prediction game. Of course, it's going to be the WWF pay-per-view that's going on this Sunday.
The WWF. Oh, okay, right. We're not going to talk about the TNA pay-per-view from this past.
To be honest, didn't see it.
To be honest, probably wished I hadn't. But anyway, here again, let's forget that I'm a beat up old man who doesn't know what he's talking about. He's incoherent. He's lost his mind, and he's old school. I read and listened to audio reviews from some of the younger members of the media, and apparently there wasn't a lot of people that were excited about that pay-per-view. So, you know, we'll leave it at that. Speaking of TNA, they did a 1.2 last night, which is their fan base, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what they thought. I don't know if they're disappointed or elated or what. I have no idea. My personal feeling is that I wouldn't be, you know, because you had the 2 hours and you know, in the slot where that other company is supposed to be in. You had Eric Young talking, you know, with dogs, saying we're going to the dog show, and you did.
Yeah.
you know, but I mean, so they pulled a 1.2 where in the same time area where WWE usually pulls a 3.9 or a 4.1 or whatever. So
right.
You know, I mean, again, I don't mean that in a negative in terms of I hope they fail. I really don't. I wish they'd have pulled a 7.
Right.
For God's sakes, you know, because that keeps a lot of guys working. But,
make things a lot more interesting.
Yeah, but I would say that's, you know, they hit their fan base, basically.
Yeah.
So
I think
anyway,
that's
now you can take your break now that I'm done.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We've got the pay-per-view prediction game coming up, and then we're going to speak to Josh Abercrombie, a.k.a. Josh Jug Raymond. He's going to debut tonight on Wrestling Society X as part of the Trailer Park Boys. On MTV at 10:30, and then I'm going back to bed, and I'm going to watch Wrestling Society X. We're going to take a quick
break.
That's
an image you're leaving us with as we go to commercial, you in bed. Oh, okay, whatever.
I'll be in pajamas, Les.
I don't really care, Doc. There's more information than I need right now. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Doc Young and Les Thatcher on Wrestling Weekly. It's the Frost and Flu special episode tonight.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
So many of these wrestling websites nowadays strongly promote their pay-per-view play-by-plays as if they were something unbelievably special. The problem is that they are not special. In fact, they're all the same. Nothing separates one from the other, and if you've seen one, you've seen them all. However, there is one site that has original play-by-play that's different from all the rest. 4WWrestling.com, a proud supporter of the Voice of Wrestling radio show, invites you to witness the ultimate play-by-play experience, live during every WWE pay-per-view. And if you're asking what makes them so different, well, 4W-Wrestling.com is the only site to put up pictures from the actual pay-per-view as it happens. You see what's taken place on the pay-per-view instead of just reading about it. If you're not buying a pay-per-view, but you're looking for the next best thing, 4W-Wrestling.com. Online wrestling evolved.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Wrestling-radio.com, the internet's newest wrestling radio promotion. We offer a direct link to your wrestling radio website, a personal profile, and a control panel to maintain your own shows. And it's all free. That's right, 100% free. Wrestling-radio.com promotes some of the best online wrestling radio shows today, such as The Main Event with Chris, Woody and Will, The Irish Whip with Big Joe and JP, The Yard with Moondog, Wrestling Weekly with Doc Young and the legendary Les Thatcher, plus many more. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today and watch your show grow. For more information, log on to www.wrestling-radio.com today.
Business Advances Web Hosting.
With plans as low as $2.95 per month, you can get the professional web hosting solution that you need.
Visit www.businessadvances.com.
A total hosting solution at a fraction of the price.
Register today and we'll give you 100 free templates to get you started and even more freebies.
www.businessadvances.com. Simply business as usual.
Welcome back to Wrestling Weekly. Doc Young, a sick Doc Young, and Les Thatcher here with you.
What was you call this, the flu and what?
The frost and flu
special. Yeah, well, I don't know where everybody's, you know, those are in Denmark, England.
Yes, but right here.
You guys may have worse weather than we do, but Cincinnati is socked in. We had a combination of ice, sleet, freezing rain, and everything over last night and into this morning. And, of course, the streets have been clean. But, you know, I got a call from a friend before we went on the air, and saying that, you know, because the traffic is slacked up and it's going to drop to about 14 degrees here tonight for the high or the low, whatever you want to call it, you know, the streets are glazing over and freezing over, and we're supposed to have maybe another 1 to 3 inches tonight. And,
yeah, and basically anything.
We're just not equipped for that here.
Right. Basically anything that happens to Les weather-wise happens to us about 3 hours earlier.
Yeah.
So everything around both of our cities, counties, all the county roads are closed, all the public places are closed, so everybody's pretty much stuck here.
Of course, I can't watch my TV to see for closings because Time Warner won't allow it.
Right.
I mean, we just, I don't even want to get into that. Let's talk about something, well, I started saying in wrestling it makes sense, but let's just talk about wrestling. Never
yes.
mind if it makes sense.
It's, of course, WWE's No Way Out pay-per-view going on this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's take a look at some of the matches. And what we do is the pay-per-view prediction game. Les and I will choose the winners of the matches and make our predictions next week. Of course, we'll see who got more right. And the person that got more right gets to make fun of the other one for the entire episode next week.
Really?
No, actually, whoever wins or loses, you make fun of me the entire episode.
Ah, no, I don't. That's why I get paid to do, because I'm not allowed to talk about wrestling because I absolutely know nothing about it. I don't have a clue. Go ahead.
Les.
What?
Is something on your mind this week?
No, nothing.
Are you sure?
Nothing is on my mind. No, I have no mind. I just, you know.
Oh, gosh. First of all, it's Fit Finley. And taking on one of your favorites, Les, the Boogeyman.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd take Finley if he were doing it with both hands and both feet tied behind him, because if he doesn't go over, then there is no God.
that's well
or,
said.
Or I was. It's not a wrestling match between Fit Finley and the Boogeyman. Fit Finley is going to attempt to carry the Boogeyman to some semblance of a match of whatever magnitude.
Now, did you catch SmackDown Friday? They I don't know why they do this 2 weeks before the pay-per-view, but they had Finley taking on the Boogeyman.
I have no idea either.
Finley did get
well,
the...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You can take you can take Jack Briscoe and Ric Flair or Ricky Steamboat and Harley Race or anybody of that magnitude, or throw Fit Finley in there, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, who's a talented gentleman, too.
Absolutely.
And they can have several different kinds of matches. But now the Boogeyman, and this is, and when I say this, I'm talking about Boogeyman, a character. I don't know the man. He's probably good to his mother, goes to church on Sunday. I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the character. This can't work. He can't wrestle. So it can't last too long, or it's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Fit will sit down and let the little bastard run up and bite him on the shins or so. I don't know.
Who knows? Finley actually did win the match by using the shillelagh, of course, which basically put Boogeyman into a face position.
Please, don't even go there. I just...
What ticked me off is they had the nerve to call it an upset.
Yeah.
That ticked me off.
He won by disqualification. Finley won by. I mean, Finley
cheating.
Won, and they called it an upset.
They called it an upset.
Yeah, well, that's what somebody in the earphones had told him to call it, I'm sure.
I'm sure they did, but that's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to go with...
Let me say about SmackDown. JBL gets better on color. I mean, he really does. You know,
I've got to say that
over the last few years, when he started with the JBL gimmick and they put the belt on him, he stepped up and rose to the occasion. When he first came on doing color, it wasn't, you know, I mean, he was a fish out of water, so to speak. But he's done well there too, so I'm up with that. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess when you're sick, you have a lot more time to think or whatever. But JBL, I really realized that he's been improving like immensely as a announcer each week. As each week goes by, it gets a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed. The next match, of course, Kane taking on King Booker. King Booker's kind of been, I don't know, kind of pushed to the side since he lost the belt.
Well, people work a lot of times in rotations,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the exception of, the select few that are put in the top slot constantly.
Right.
But they, you know, they push you and then they sit back and you just kind of ride in the passenger seat for a while and then you move back up again. So that's, you know, I mean, he and Charmel had a long run with the belt. I mean, you know, and they're still featured. It's just not the top slot.
Right. These are a couple of good wrestlers, though. This should be a pretty good match.
Yeah, it should be decent, I think.
I'm going to have to...
I think, I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a tough call.
That is.
Is that the semifinal?
No, it's not.
The second match on the show.
Yes.
Or whatever. I'm going to say Kane.
You're going to say Kane?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with King Booker on this one.
Okay.
And I didn't say anything on the first one, but I'm going to go with Boogeyman on that one, just to make you mad.
Good. tonight, it won't take a lot to make me that way.
But next up is the tag team WWE Championship between London and Kendrick versus Deuce and Domino for the titles, of course. And, of course, what's their manager's name? I can't remember her name.
Cherry,
yes. And, of course, the lovely Cherry's going to be at ringside.
Which, to Doc, that's your... And the horribly dressed Ashley. I hope she looks better naked on Playboy than she does in that goofy costume. I mean, seriously, you know, Adam, I'm not so old, my eyes aren't so screwed up that I can't appreciate a hot-looking young lady. I mean, seriously, but that... If that costume is supposed to be hot, then I am out of it. I'm gone because there's nothing hot about that. It's just like your mom dresses you funny. She and Miz have the same fashion coordinator.
Is it just me, or does Miz kind of remind you of Ed Grimley a little bit?
I don't know that Miz reminds you of anything. No, Ed Grimley, I think, was. Had some intelligence. I thought the Undertaker carried the Miz too long. That was too long.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I just and there again, you know what? I don't know the Miz as a person. I just know the Miz as a character, and I have no. I wouldn't Miz the Miz if he were gone.
what do you think about this match? Deuce and Domino, maybe?
I think the champions. I can't imagine them putting the belts on Deuce and Domino. I just don't see that. I'm starting to say it makes sense. But anyway, they've won the two non-title matches, so I think Kendrick and London retain.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I think it's a little early. For championship run for Deuce and Domino. Maybe in the future.
I shouldn't say that because, again, talent is not the yardstick about championship runs in a lot of cases any longer. So,
A lot of it's about marketing and things like that. A lot of it's about marketing and things like that.
Yeah.
Batista versus The Undertaker. Batista and The Undertaker taking on the WWE champion John Cena and HBK.
So you've got four baby faces.
You've got four.
But who's... I don't know. You know what? I don't know. That's a tough call.
Really?
You might... Well, what do you mean, really?
I don't know. I think I just think I can see the storyline coming a mile away.
Okay, give it to me.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Excuse me, okay. I had to cough.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that in your ear. But with Batista and The Undertaker, I have to say that John Cena and HBK are going to end up losing this one.
Okay.
And this is because it would create some animosity between them, build up the WrestleMania match more. And I know the same could be said the other way around.
I was going to say, why couldn't that fly the other way?
But I know the way WWE treats these things, and they are going to give John Cena and HBK a bigger push to their match than Batista and The Undertaker. That's why I'm going with Batista.
That's why I tend to lean more to you guys who've never taken a bump in your life. Yeah, because you know how people that don't take bumps write stories.
Right.
And those of us who have actually walked the walk as well as talked the talk, you know, probably look at it a different way. Yeah, okay. That's cool. I'll lean with your logic here and go in the same direction. Why this match was ever made is beyond God's good judgment. But
all right. Also on the show, there's going to be a Diva Talent Invitational. So there's going to be a lot of butt shaking because that's probably about all most
and
of them
you,
can do.
You can make the call there because you're the butt shaking specialist.
I will be picking the winner, my own winner. Not what WWE says. I'll be picking my own winner on that one. Live Sunday, February 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Check it out, guys.
You know what? I was high on Crystal for a long time, and then I heard she was dating Matt Stryker, not mine, theirs. And then I thought, well, her taste is, well, never mind. So I'm not so high on Crystal anymore.
Oh, man. I don't know. It sounds really stupid to me, this whole Diva Talent Invitational, but I am curious.
Well, they're having something similar in OVW on their TV.
Really?
Yes. Well, they've got a bunch of girls, and they sadly enough, they have to mimic the big company opposed to actually teaching good solid basics at this point. I shouldn't say that. I don't watch their training sessions, so I hope to God they teach good solid basics there. But yeah, on their TV, Al is now the enforcer for OVW, and they decided to have a 1 week it's going to be a bikini battle or a bra and panties battle royal. The next week it's going to be an evening a bikini contest, and the following week a evening gown or competition or something like that. So to decide who the hottest female in OVW is.
Wow, because that is a very important title.
Well, I'm just. You know, chewing down the cuticles now. I have no nails left.
Absolutely. You know, the only thing that I really...
I did see Chet Jablonski, who started with me.
Excellent.
And he and Burchill had 2 out of 3 falls for the title. And Chet, it was one of the better matches I've seen on that show. And I'm not being partial. In fact, I would probably be more critical of Chet if it weren't. Because he is one of my kids, but they had a 2 out of 3 fall on the TV here this last week, and it was one of the better matches they've had in quite some time. They've got some real raw talent. I don't mean like raw on Monday night either.
Right.
right. No, I mean they do some guys who are barely walking and chewing gum. I guess they've signed Adam Evans out of Chicago, who has trained with us a few times. He's come down to Cincinnati and worked with me some. He's worked with Harley and Ricky and I. At a camp here, and then he's been in Vegas to work with Scott Casey and Harley and I, and then out at Harley's, one of the week-long camps we had out there, and he's there now, and Thomas Penmanship from Chaotic in Boston is signed. He spent time with us, Dr. Tom and I, last year, and he just sent me an email and said he got signed. He's headed to OVW, and then Sean Osborne there, T.J. Dalton are my kids, or kids out of HWA. So
excellent.
Yeah, I'm kind of cool with that.
They're really picking up some of these top indie guys right now.
Well, you know, it's the minor league thing is a numbers game. I mean, you watch the NFL will sign a whole bunch of college players here in the next month or so, or whenever the draft comes up. How many of them will actually be there in 2 years? The numbers aren't staggering.
True.
And that's the thing, and you know, that's to me, that's where WWE or TNA or Wrestling Society X or ABC Wrestling or XYZ or whatever.
Right.
Since there is no, there's not a lot of big, you know, territories any longer, then developmental, talk is that WWE will be having another one relatively soon. Three or four more would be more to my call. I mean, that's where you can't overspend in that respect, because and instead of firing and cutting your talent loose, send them down to work these developmental territories.
Right.
They did. That's what the JR did with us. You know, we had at one point I had Val, D'Lo, Haku, Raven, Dreamer, Stevie Richards. Credible was in for a while. These guys were, you know, to work with the younger guys. But here's the thing. I don't care if, you know, you can sign 10,000, but you're not gonna, 10,000 aren't going to make it up to the big dance.
Right.
And so it's a numbers game. And,
yeah.
And you know, and the more the merrier, honestly. The more chance you have of finding that diamond in the rough.
Definitely a big opportunity, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, our featured guest is going to be here from Wrestling Society X, Josh Jug Raymond, a.k.a. Josh Abercrombie. He's going to be with us. You're listening to Doc Young and Les Thatcher on Wrestling Weekly. We'll be right back.
Wrestling Weekly will return to all the fun right after this.
What are you doing? You having fun?
I'm having a blast.
Hi, my name's Adam Nedelman, but I play the Phantom on the radio. I'm here to remind you that, oh, screw that, my book, Mysteries of Wrestling South, is available at finer bookstores everywhere. That stupid fake voice, I hate it. I wrote a book along with Sir Adam Kleinberg called Mysteries of Wrestling. It has the questions that you wanted answered. Why does Steve Austin hate Jeff Jarrett? Are referees really blind and stupid and dumb? Who is actually the toughest wrestler in the business outside of the ring? Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kamala. We get down and dirty with insider facts you've never read about anywhere else. So what are you waiting for? It makes a great stocking stuffer. You're too short, you buy three of them, you get tall, you just stand on them. Mysteries of Wrestling Solved by ECW Press, written by Sir Adam Kleinberg and Adam the Phantom Nedelman. Available everywhere. It's done. The plug is done. I'm done. I didn't sell it well enough. There's naked pictures of China in there. Okay? Thanks.
Business Advances Web Hosting. With plans as low as $2.95 per month, you can get the professional web hosting solution that you need.
Visit www.businessadvances.com.
A total hosting solution at a fraction of the price.
Register today and we'll give you 100 free templates to get you started and even more freebies.
www.businessadvances.com. Simply business as usual.
So many of these wrestling websites nowadays strongly promote their pay-per-view play-by-plays as if they were something unbelievably special. The problem is that they are not special. In fact, they're all the same. Nothing separates one from the other, and if you've seen one, you've seen them all. However, there is one site that has original play-by-play that's different from all the rest. 4WWrestling.com, a proud supporter of the Voice of Wrestling radio show, invites you to witness the ultimate play-by-play experience, live during every WWE pay-per-view. And if you're asking what makes them so different, well, 4W-Wrestling.com is the only site to put up pictures from the actual pay-per-view as it happens. You see what's taking place on the pay-per-view instead of just reading about it. If you're not buying a pay-per-view, but you're looking for the next best thing, 4W-Wrestling.com. Online wrestling evolved.
Doc Young and Les Thatcher back with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now, a guy I've been waiting to get on the show for quite a while. I met this man back in the winter 2005. Was really impressed with what I saw. Couldn't wait to see him get national. And tonight he's going to make his debut nationally on Wrestling Society X as one half of the Trailer Park Boys. This is Josh Jug Raymond, a.k.a. Josh Abercrombie. Josh, thank you. Welcome to Wrestling Weekly.
Thanks for having me, Doc. I'm blushing with all the flattery you've been giving me.
I don't know if you remember.
I want to flatter you a little bit more. Because I told Doc when we did the opening tonight, you know, and he mentioned you were going on. I said, you know, I got the first chance I had heard the name. My first chance I got to see you work was at Doc's show, and that was actually one of the highlights of the show, was getting a chance to watch. And I said, you used holes and did your stuff crisp, and you were one of the few guys on the show that night that actually knew any holes, and I thought that was exciting. But,
oh, thanks. That means a lot to you, too, though. Yeah.
I was very impressed with what I saw the first time out.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
I wish that you could have seen, and I tried to get him, but I couldn't get a hold of him, your Trailer Park Boys tag team partner, Nate Webb. We really did want to get him, but we couldn't get a hold of him. But you're going to be debuting with him. You've worked a lot with Nate in the indies over time. What's it like with teaming up now with Nate?
Nate's a great guy. Nate's on his way to the ring. That's Nate 24/7. He's just like a fun energy, you know, happy guy, like all the time. And he's one of my closest friends in wrestling, so it kind of worked out. You know, I was lucky enough to get paired with him.
How many years you been in the business now, Jai?
I'm closing on 4 in March, actually. So.
Oh, good. Who did you start with?
I wrestled with a guy named Frankie the Face. He's out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. He taught me, like, the basics and stuff, and then I kind of got a little help from Jimmy Jacobs, who underneath his wing. And since then, I've been doing what I could do, working where I could work.
Jimmy Jacobs is also, of course, in WSX in the tag team. What? Help me with this. N-I-F-H?
D-I-F-H.
D-I-F-H. And what is
doing
this?
Doing it for her.
Doing it for her. Okay.
Yeah, him and Tyler Black are a emo tag team, if you guys know the term for emo. It's emotional. It's all the kids you see with their boys with makeup and nail polish on who listen to sappy music and cry.
And cry and slit their wrists with plastic knives.
Which those guys pretty much live their gimmicks too, so that kind of works out.
Well, Jimmy, actually, he does wear makeup all the time.
Absolutely. And Tyler really listens to lots of hard metal music and screams. And, yeah, so that kind of works out.
Now, you're working, of course, tonight against a couple of guys that you are also familiar with. Could you tell us about them?
I'm working with M-Dog 20, Matt Cross, who's from Cleveland. I actually had the pleasure to work with him a week ago. And a singles match, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and that really worked out really well. I actually got to do a singles match with him, which was something I've been wanting to do for a while, and he's really good. And I got to work with Teddy Hart, which, you know, Teddy Hart's Teddy Hart, and I'm looking forward to wrestling with Teddy. You know, everyone's wanting to meet him. That's the first time I actually got to meet him, too, so he's an interesting character, and I think Teddy's got a future in the business, so...
If he doesn't pull the carpet out from under himself before he...
Right, I mean...
That boy.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one thing that you and I correspond a little bit email when you were out on the coast doing a taping, and one of the things that I want to bring, because we talk about this on here all the time, is you were more accustomed to calling your stuff in the ring, and because of this show, being a half hour, it had to be so tight that virtually everything had to be choreographed, and that was, a tough transition for you.
Absolutely. Like, I'm the show, calling a couple of things, and then, like, going out there and doing it. And when you get, when you have, like, 7 minutes or 6 minutes or 5 minutes, and they want to know exactly what you're doing and where you're doing it, you kind of have to know exactly what you're doing and where you're doing it. So it becomes a little different. It's more, sorry to say it, but choreographed than what wrestling I'm used to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think and when I say this, somebody will take exception to it, I'm sure, but the actual art of the work is being able to put it together as you go in and feel what your crowd's buying and not buying. But
certainly,
course,
yeah.
Again, I realize with, you know, we talk a half hour, but it's actually, what, 22 minutes or 23 minutes of the total,
right,
that's not, you know, involved with commercials. So
yeah. 22 minutes of airtime is exactly the amount of...
Yeah, so it's a tough deal. I'll tell you the truth. I worked in ring 20 years. I've been spent almost 47 now, in the business. But I don't think if you told me I had to choreograph, I mean, sit down and lay out 6 or 7 or 10 minutes, I don't know that I could. You know, because it's something, I mean, it's totally foreign to me. So I respect that. I'm not, but. And of course, how in that environment too? I know I've heard all sorts of stories. Some of the fans, I mean, some of the people there were fans. Some were brought, you know, bussed in that just like are extras on sets around Hollywood and so forth. Was it a different feel for you, Josh?
When I heard that, you know, some of the fans are going to be extras or whatever, I was kind of bummed out. When I got there, I mean, they didn't act like extras. They seemed like, you know, legit wrestling fans, or at least impressed by what we were doing in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good feeling. Everyone was really hyped. So for the most part, I enjoyed the crowd reaction.
The weather must be great, at least.
Yeah.
You being a Midwest boy, like myself and Les, you know what it's like to have these terrible winters, and I know you guys are feeling that tonight, too, up in Michigan.
Yeah, it took me an hour to go a half hour coming back from a wrestling meet tonight. So I coach a middle school wrestling team, and we had a meet tonight that was a half hour from where we were, and thanks to the weather that you guys gave us.
hey, we got it from somebody else.
it's that's just what they all say.
We just passed it on.
Yeah, that's what they say about STDs, too.
has this, of course, tonight's going to be your actual debut, but I mean, there's been a lot of publicity. Your name's been involved. Has this jumped your bookings on the independent scene any at all yet?
No. So if anyone is listening to this, call me. No, Actually, I've been contacted for some things 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I get dropped in my head a lot. Not too long ago, I was in Germany, and that was kind of a new thing. And there's a possibility of going down to Mexico and a couple other things. And things opening up, and I'm hoping that it continues. I think WSX.
Speaking of Mexico, have you worked? You know, those guys work from the opposite side that we do. Do you think that would be uncomfortable for you?
No, I mean, I find myself being a very versatile wrestler. I really like the Lucha Libre style. I really do. I watch it all the time. My girlfriend used to tape all the Galavision wrestling on, and she'd be nice enough to stay home on Saturdays and Sundays and edit out the commercials for me. So that was nice of her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? So she knows how much I like wrestling, and that works out.
Yeah, you actually debuted on the Internet last week. There was a Wrestling Society Extra, is what they call it, WS Extra, and you had a match last week.
Yeah, that's true. It was me and Nate with the Johnny Webb, and by the way, I got to tell you, Johnny Webb is great. He truly has a lot to our characters. Johnny's got a great mind for the business, and like he helps out so much. And it was me and Nate with Johnny, and we took on the DIFH. They're doing it for Tyler Black and Jimmy Jacobs. And we had an eight-minute match, which was more than you've probably seen for most of the matches so far. And it was a good match, probably one of my favorites of the entire, you know, set of matches that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're victorious.
Are you having fun with the characters and the gimmicks that you have right now as White Trash, Trailer Boys, and at least you get to hang out with a guy that you've worked with a lot in Nate Webb.
Right. I mean, I enjoy working with Nate regardless, but you know, coming out there with him, being silly, that always makes it a little more fun. The mustache thing was how it all started, I guess. I had the mustache and I was a creep in IWA Mid South, and you know, I was a creep in the Independence as a heel. But apparently Keith Lipinski, who helps out with WSX, which I got to thank Keith for helping me get on, he told him, you know, this guy's great, you need to use him. So Keith told me, you know, mustache plus a sweet mullet equals you and MTV.
A sweet mullet. You have to tell the story of how you ended up with the sweet mullet, because like 2 years ago you didn't have a mustache, and you know, you were just normal Josh Abercrombie and happy-go-lucky, you know, wrestler.
Yeah, baby face, that's who I was. But, no, you know, I grew up the hair and I grew the mustache. I grew long hair first. And once I heard the MTV thing, I was like, well, I guess I got to cut my hair. So I had a hair versus mustache match with Tyler Black, my mustache versus his hair. I ended up losing the match, but I kind of reversed it. I never said whose hair, whose mustache. It was just implied. So he goes to cut my hair, cuts it, and he only cuts a little bit of it. And he goes for the mustache, and I bail. So I come back a week later with a mullet and vanilla ice stripes on the side. So
that is a sweet mullet.
Yeah.
But we got some questions from the chat room. Professor VNS asks why they dropped the Abercrombie name.
Originally, I never was going to do Abercrombie, like in professional wrestling altogether. But I ended up being at a show, setting up the ring, And someone was like, hey, this guy didn't show up. Do you want to wrestle? Okay, I guess. And we talked about my name before, and I never really had a name. And they're like, oh, you're wearing an Abercrombie shirt. You'll be Josh Abercrombie. Okay. And I never changed it from then on. I kept doing that name. But originally they wanted me to be Josh Jug Skinnerd. And I thought Skinnerd, you know, kind of too much of, like, our character. So I thought I'd go with Josh Jug Raymond, which is my real name. But it's something that I can keep, and it's something that I can continue using regardless. So I like the Josh Jug Raymond anyways, or I can just be Josh Raymond, which I'm used to being.
Have you had anybody call you Jugs yet, besides me?
I have my kids, who are in my middle school wrestling team call me Jug, and a few of my friends. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I think I left something on your MySpace about that.
Yeah.
Another question from the chat room. They said the you were talking about the DIFH team earlier, and you said it was called Do It For Her. Who is her, is what they're asking.
Any girl, because the emo guys like the girls, and they're heartbroken, and that's what it really is all about, is being a heartbroken, sad boy. That's what their team is, heartbroken, sad boys who either scream or write poetry. So
absolutely. Another question from the chat room. They want to know a road story. Our guys love road stories.
Oh goodness. One of the first road trips I was on, a bigger road trip. We got caught in a traffic jam. Two cars full of wrestlers. The guy goes by the name Jeff King, the old timer. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a good friend of Matt Classic, let's put it that way. He plays an old-timer gimmick.
Okay.
And he and I were in separate cars. And, I called him up, and I'm like, here I come. So I get out of the car wearing only a cowboy hat, and I come running in the car completely naked. So in order to exchange, you know, the person for person, he comes running wearing what an old-timer would wear, a fanny pack, into the other car. So that's one of the few road stories that involve naked boys and, you know, stop traffic.
somewhere there's going to be a picture of you come up. You're going to become real famous one day.
Absolutely.
Be the world champion, and all of a sudden there's going to be this picture of you at 21 running down the street naked.
And people love it. No, that would be terrible.
Well, it'll come back to haunt you if you run for governor, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. That's true. So, you did a lot of stuff for IWA. What are you still going to be working for them after this, or?
As far as I know, I'm still Josh Abercrombie there. I'm still the IWA Mid-South Heavyweight Champion, and depending on everything, I'll probably be there on the 23rd. If not, I'll be down in Mexico. So, as soon as Mexico goes through, I'm pretty sure it's going to go through. Otherwise, I'll be in Midlothian, Illinois, wrestling there.
Excellent. Check it out, guys. Josh Jug Raymond. It's a Wrestling Society X. It debuts, or he's going to debut on Wrestling Society X tonight on MTV at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be, well, in a little more than a half an hour if you're on the East Coast of America. Check it out, guys. Josh, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, and I want to thank everyone for watching. I hope it continues to do as well as it's doing. And thanks for having me on.
Check them out. Would you like the fans to know your MySpace?
Absolutely. MySpace.com/JoshAbercrombie. I make professional wrestling gear, and I don't know. That's about all I got.
All right, Josh.
Josh, the best of luck to you, and, I hope things go tremendous for you. You've earned it.
Thank you. That means a lot for me. So.
We'll see you soon, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take care.
Josh Jug Raymond here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. Like I said, check him out on Wrestling Society X in a little bit on MTV tonight. Les, that's going to, of course, wrap things up for another edition, this abbreviated edition.
And now you can put your socks back on and go to bed.
Of Wrestling Week. I'm wearing two pairs of socks right now and slippers.
And jammies.
And jammies.
Okay. So, girls, there's your sex symbol for
that. I want all the ladies out there to think about that. I want that to be the last thing you think about tonight when you go to sleep.
I'm becoming
It's nauseous. Doc Young.
But anyway, we've got Percy Pringle on Paul Bearer with us next week.
That's right. And in 2 weeks, making his return to Wrestling Weekly is the former Rosie from WWE, Rosie. he's now called.
Or Maddie. Or Chemo.
You can call him.
Well, I won't tell you what his wife calls him sometimes. But anyway.
Lots of things. But he's going to be on the program, so check it out, guys.
Cool.
WrestlingWeekly.com. Check us out every day for all the news, all that good stuff. We will see you, of course, in 7 days. Have a good one.